Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, y'all, welcome to the show. What's going on? This is your boy, the Dean, with my dog, Miss Locario. Locario, man, what's up with you, man? What's good? Holla at him, man.
What's going on? What's popping, people? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy, the dating game. What's good? Remember, guys, always go to bad boy. Membership.com. That is the place where you get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you get this book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. You can get this at MrLocario.com, and it comes with two bonus audios. But Steve, what's going on with you, man?
Nothing, man. What's going on, man? It's your boy, the Dean, www.themanmindset.com. Guys, don't forget, we got three shows to do today, 1 hour shows. We got this show, one with Rosebud at, 1 East, and then also we have the Man Mindset Show. So if you guys want to call in, y'all guys can call in at 515-605-9373. Locario, who's going up first, fam, you or I?
I can go up first. All right. So this one says, I caught my girlfriend sexting a dude. At first, he was offering her a cleaning job. But as the conversation went on, things got more sexual. At the end of the conversation, she was saying that she didn't know if she wanted to fuck, but would get back to him about the cleaning job and added a kiss emoji. When I confronted her about it, she was saying that she was just testing him out and had no intentions of actually meeting up for sex. I find this hard to believe, since she wouldn't continue the conversation if she wasn't down. She told me she was sorry and started crying, etc. Now, the guy in question is around 28 years old, and she is 18, which makes the situation even more awkward. They've known each other for a while because he was some sort of mentor to her. Should this be a deal breaker, and do all girls cheat eventually? All right, what's your thoughts on that?
You know, it's funny. My email is a sex one. There's gonna be a lot of cleaning out to do, but he's going to be the one getting that motherfucking pussy. You know, what I've done is I kind of opened up some of my doors, Mr. Cario, and I've been telling guys, you know, on the side, I write, you know, erotic poetry and everything, and I tell the guys, you know, send me an email, and I'll let you listen to my erotic poetry, because you got to understand, we're in a time now where it's all about the words, and words, depending on used correctly, will get a woman's pussy and really want to be with you based off of what you can say, what you can type, what you can talk, or what you can text.
Yeah.
And what you see right here is a prime example. See, the beautiful thing about having a lot of women, Mr. Licario, is this. It's not the fact that I am trying to get the women. It's the fact that the majority of guys don't know how to keep their women satisfied. So because she's not satisfied at home, they're always looking for somebody out there that can fill in those gaps. And that's what guys like me and you come in along, because we can fill the gaps in. And what helps us the most of these women are with guys who don't have passion, who don't know how to talk to that pussy, who don't know how to make her feel sexy. He doesn't know how to make her fantasize and things like that. Most of these guys have no idea what sex is. They think what they see on porn is real. They don't even know how to move her from a great conversation to something sexual. So the problem is for this guy that's writing the email, he's in trouble because he doesn't know sex. He doesn't know that. See, it's for us, yes, it's penetration, Ms. Licario. But for women, it's the emotional feelings that you have to. I'm not saying you got to be like, girl, you know, I care and I cry, but you don't have to be that way. But you could talk to, and that's all he's doing. Hey, Licario, he's just talking yak to this woman. He's making her feel sexy. He's making her feel wanted. He's making her feel appreciated. He's even making her to have sexual thoughts. And Licario, he hasn't even touched the pussy yet. What you got on that, Doc? My email is almost like kind of like yours, but what's your take on that, brother?
Man, it's funny because when I'm reading this email, I'm like, you know, guys, first of all, guys got to understand that women like attention, period. You understand what I'm saying? And also, the girl he's dealing with is 18. So when you're dealing with 18-year-olds and you're dealing with young chicks, like chicks under the age of, like, you know, 22 or 23, you know, something like that, those chicks are in the super attention whore stage anyway. So the thing is, those type of girls are always going to be looking for attention elsewhere, just in general. Like, women generally look for attention, but those type of girls are going to be looking for that. So he's saying that this guy's texting his girl, telling her he wants to do a cleaning job. I don't know what that means. Maybe he cleans houses. I don't know what the fuck that is. But the thing is, if she's saying that, hey, I'm just, you know, I'm just like testing him out, or I'm just doing this or doing that, and if that's your girl, that's disrespect, because there should be no me, you know, fraternizing with other dudes while I'm with you. Period. You see what I'm saying? Because the thing is, anytime when a woman is doing that, she knows she's doing some fucked up shit. She's trying to pretend that she doesn't know to you so that you'll allow her to do the fuckery. You feel what I'm saying? But she knows she's doing some wrong shit. She knows she's doing some messed up shit by entertaining some other dude. And the fact that, you know, you see that and you don't really charge into the game is ridiculous. But see, this is the thing I would say to him. I don't know why he's wifing up an 18-year-old. You see what I'm saying? Like, yo, just have your fun with her and keep it moving. Because at that age and at that time, there's no reason to have her as a girlfriend. Because, again, like I said, they're in the super attention whore stage, and a lot of times their attention and all that other stuff is going to be fickle and flaky and all over the place, and she's going to want to be all over the place doing that other shit. So keep her as a fuck buddy. Do your own thing, and don't worry about what else she's doing with another dude. You understand? At that point, again, she's young. Just keep that shit pushing. But, you know.
Well, you know, Mr. Carter, I used to watch a show, and I always tell people about this. There used to be a show on HBO called True Blood. And the thing about the show was that it's a show about vampires. And the rule of the show and the rule of the game of vampire is, the only way a vampire can enter a house, he has to be invited in. And what a lot of guys don't see is that in that email, she has already invited him in. He's already lost on a mental standpoint, because as soon as you invite our kind inside, there's no way to get us out. because at that time we become then a drug, a mental drug. Because a lot of, and again, it goes back to what I was saying, Licario, a lot of women are looking for that mental stimulation. Yeah, they like physical stimulation like everybody else does, but they want mental stimulation, especially when they're not getting it at home. And this guy, you could tell this guy is not really mentally stimulating her. That's the beauty of guys like us, Ms. Licario, because I know that the majority of guys out there, married, living with a girl, got a girlfriend, seeing a chick, it doesn't matter what the fucking situation is, I know that they don't know how to stimulate her mentally. So when she gets around our kind and the way we talk to her, the way we text her and things like that, we trigger something in them that they've always been looking for. Why? What think about? I don't mean to go too long on this, Mr. Carl, but think about this. These women read romance novels. These women watch these fucking romance shows. They're all about the knight in shining armor on the white fucking horse coming to swoop her away from her boring ass life. So as soon as she meets a Mr. Licario, all of a sudden she feels like she is that woman in that story. Here I am with a boring husband, a boring boyfriend, a boring roommate. You know, everything is okay, but here comes Mr. Licario. He's exciting. He's different. He's got passion. He's got all these things. And if I can just get a sample of that, Mr. Licario, what is my life going to be like? What's your take on that, man?
Nah, real talk. You know, it's funny you say that because just the other day I was out with my dude Miles Cunningham. We was chilling and we was talking to this chick and she told us out of her own mouth. We didn't even ask her this because, you know, my dude was flirting with her. And she told us that she got a man, but she was like, oh, he's kind of, you know, boring. And she was like, she said he's insecure. Like, she's telling us stuff. You know what I'm saying? Why my dude is hollering at her. You know what I mean? And so she's having more fun with my boy than she's with her. Because imagine, because I'm thinking for you guys out there, imagine you got a girlfriend and another dude is trying to holler at your girl. And she's telling the other dude how boring you are.
Yeah, that's
it's fucked up. So I'm like, you know, that's what happens. You know what I mean? So it's true. Like, man, like when you ain't on top of your game, these chicks, you know, they're just all over the place with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, you know, but Licario, if you think about it, it's not fucked up. It's just what it is. They don't realize that they're giving out information. They don't. Okay, think about it. When a woman meets you, Licario, okay, you could be in the grocery store like I was, and someone just ask a question about something, can you reach this for me or something? You know, she can't reach something. Can you reach this for me? You're like, okay, I'll reach this for you, but I see. Then you just take whatever that is, and you spin it into a great conversation, and then at that point. She's like, oh, wow. And she's like, whoa, what the fuck did I run on? And he's making me blush. He's making me smile. He's making me think. And wow, I don't get this at home with John. And I don't get this at home with Tyrone. I don't get this at home with my living boyfriend. I don't get this at home. So I'm going to take this moment and I'm going to have fun with it. So I'm going to talk to him. And then, you know, you're like, yeah, what's up? Yo, I'm the bad boy of the dating game, yada, yada. You know what I mean? And she's like, Well, that's cool. You know, man, it's just you're a breath of fresh air. And you're like, what are you talking about? Well, you know, I just don't get this at home. And then at that point, it's a wrap, dog. It happens so fast and it's so easy that guys, that's why it seemed like we work hard, but we don't do none of the work because they do more of the work to help us get where we're at, brother. What's your take on that, man?
Real shit. That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Because, you know, you get into them. It's funny because this is why I always laugh when dudes say, you know, the game is over once you got a girlfriend or a wife. Because once you got a girlfriend or a wife, that's when you really need to go in and understand that you need to maintain that situation. Because, see, there are women that I'll run into who have, boyfriends or husbands or whatever. And I could tell when a woman has a tight relationship with her man. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be
yeah.
talking, I'll be saying all this shit, and I could, and usually when I see that it's like that, I respect that. I'm like, yeah, you know, they got a good thing, and I can see on her face that
right,
her man is doing
right.
what he needs to do. You mm-hmm. feel what I mean? Because he's instilled certain things in her to for her to sort of have that respect for him. You
right.
feel what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
you got some of these women out here who it's like it's almost like they're glad that you're you know, flirting with them, and,
oh,
and
yeah.
they're waiting to fucking cheat on it.
Oh man, that's why they walk around with all that skimpy ass shit in the grocery store, because they're it's like they're sending out a SOS signal for those that can see it,
right?
And
right.
and it's like, you know what? I just want somebody to notice me, even if it's a different hairstyle. I mean, I remember a time where I was fucking around with this one and she got her hair fixed. I was the only one that noticed, and she's like, damn, not even my man noticed. And that's what I'm saying. It's just it's the little things that you do to get us so far. And I don't think, but again, this is why you have shows like you have the Bad Boy Membership, we have the Man Mindset, and this is why we have shows like this, because we're trying to show guys another side of things from the really from the other side of the pillow, you know what I mean? From the other side of the street where you can have the successes. A lot of men feel like they can't have success, but they don't know what the success is, but they don't understand women. They want to say they're complicated, Mr. Lucario, but they're not complicated at all. They're just like a stray cat looking for milk. That's it.
Right,
so,
right.
Yes, sir. All right, so if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Let me, this kind of goes where you're at, but this is, all right, so here you go. All right, so he says, Steve, I've been talking to this girl for about a month and a half. You know, I'm extremely busy at work and can't afford time chopping it up too much with her, okay? When I met her, I made a very strong impression on her because we started talking back and forth through text messages and everything. I took on some of the information you gave me about talking to women and getting them on Skype, going straight, trying to move from texting to talking to video, like you said before. I've been on with her at Skype. He said the Skype sessions we have continue about for about 4 weeks now, and this is terrible. Okay, so let me go blah, 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 because he's giving a background on her and all this other stuff. Let me see here. I just want to let me just get to the nook of this because it's like a paragraph. He says, okay, I want – all right, he says he's talking to the girl, Lucario, okay, but now let me get to what he's saying. What I want to do is I want to start to convert this into a good old-fashioned sex affair, okay? We're sitting around seeing each other on video a lot, but nothing is really happening. How should I go about this? I've already asked if she wants to meet me and things like that. She said yes. Let me see here. Here we go. Just coming down to shit. Okay. Let me just sum this up. Basically, he met a chick. They've been, he followed what I was showing him. He got her on Skype. Okay. And she doesn't live close by him, but she lives far enough where they can see each other. So his question is, how can he move a conversation on Skype to becoming more sexual? Kind of. Yeah. So, That's the base of it, because he's just giving a bunch of jargon about her and where she lives and what she thinks and where she likes to hang out. And now let me give you some keys here, okay? She hangs out with rich guys, okay? She likes the nicer things in life. And let me see one more. And that's about it. So what is your take? That's what he has, but what he wants to do is he wants to be able to move from conversations to being more sexual.
Right, right. Well, the thing is, I wonder what his conversations are about in the Skype session, because is he talking about sexual things in the Skype session? You feel what I'm saying?
I bet you he ain't, but go ahead. You wanted that, but... Mm-mm.
Right, so I think first, that's one of the things he needs to do a little bit more, but even so, even beyond that, he needs to just, it's like anything else, he needs to set up a date and time to meet. Like, why has he not, because he said, she said, yes, she would want to meet up. So when is the date and time when y'all going to meet? You feel me? That's really all it is. Like, he needs to set up a date and time to meet the girl and them actually meet someone to make, you know, to hook up, to make it happen. So what I would suggest him to do is get on the Skype, you know, talk all that sexual shit, get it all riled up and say, listen, let's meet up, you know, this day at this spot, and then so we can hook up. And that's it. All he got to do is make that happen. He, you know what I'm saying? He should be just going straight from the Skype to hooking up, like no dates, just straight sex, because the Skype sessions are basically like a date. You feel what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's already went on how many dates with her with the Skype. So now it's time to get down to sex. So I would tell him to, you know, find some hotel or something. If they're like super far away, if they meet up in the middle, find a hotel or something and get it popping. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he can go, you know, straight to her crib, or if she can come straight to his crib, they can get it going. But his next move is just really setting up a hookup spot. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it kind of goes back to what I said in the beginning.
Right.
The thing that I learned the most, okay, from my mentor, was that he forced me to write poetry. Okay, that was level one. Then once I got that down, he then forced me to go up on stage and read this in front of women or strangers. Just read what you wrote. And why is this so important right now? Because when you're on Skype video with a woman, okay, and this is why I always tell guys, when I have her on video, okay, that's just like me on stage, just expressing myself, because at that point, like a date, Ms. LaCar, because this is what's different about us. If I'm with a woman, I'm going to tell her how sexy she looks. I'm going to notice things about her. I'm going to make sure that we're not talking about what you do for a living, when your last boyfriend was, and what you're looking for in a man. I mean, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about your lips. I'm talking about your eyes. I'm talking about how sexy you look, how soft your skin is, how nice those lips should be. I'm talking yak to you. You see what I'm saying? And but see, I think a lot of guys, when they get in front of a woman or when they video a woman, they have no idea what to say to that woman. They have no idea how to look. And again, expressing yourself without sounding like you're cupcaking or you're thirsty. And the problem is they can't do that is because when they get around a beautiful woman, Ms. Lucario, they begin to worship her. And they look and then they're like, oh, my God, she's so pretty. I'm going to have to walk on eggshells. I don't want to say the wrong thing. And I hope I don't turn her off by da da da. But for us, Ms. Lucario, I want her to know that I am interested in her. And I want her to know I'm trying to get at her. Now, again, I'm not going to run behind her. But I want her to know that, you know what, when you with a motherfucking like guy like me, we're going to have a great time. I'm going to make you blush. I'm going to make you think. I'm going to make you feel sexy. I'm going to do all those things without doing nothing at all, because that's what we do. So I think the problem with this guy is that he's so locked in, like most guys, of, you know, well, how was your day, Susan? Well, yeah, okay, well, that was good. Well, what are you doing right now? Yeah, okay, that's it. And this is the normal guy. And this is why when she hangs up with him on Skype, she's calling Mr. LaCaro up on Skype, because she's like, oh, my God, I just had 30 minutes of boring. Now let me call up Mr. LaCario and give me exciting. And you know what exciting is? She calls you up and you're like, what you doing? You're like, nothing, babe. What's going on with you? Just sexy ass. And that's it. That's all. That's it. You have made her day. And 30 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, while this guy right here has been beating around the bush. So in order for him to move from sex, Mr. Lucario, I mean from regular talk to sex, he's got to know more sexual conversations to have with her instead of the boring ones. What's your take on that, brother?
Right, and yeah, and that's what I'm saying too, man. Like, you know, you got to step it up with that sexual talk, because – I'm surprised that the girl hasn't also sort of initiated that too, as far as, like, you know, her saying, hey, when am I going to see you, or when can we get together? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like she would have been doing that more if he would have been, you know, initiating that sex talk more. And so I don't think he's even been really doing that. I think he's been sort of just talking to her on some regular shit mostly.
But
and this is why it's taking so long. This is why he hasn't gotten to that point where he's making a move. So he needs to just make that move, talk that sexual shit, and then set up the date so that they could hook up, set up the time they could meet up and get it going. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Nicario, think about this. She has made several attempts. Do you think a woman doesn't wear something sexy on video so you can notice? Do you think she doesn't wear extra makeup? You know what I mean? Put on lipstick, fix her hair, get herself to... These women do all these things hoping that you see the clues. When she knows that she's going to get on Skype with guys like us, when a woman knows that, she's going to fix herself up. Why? Because she knows if she fixes herself up at home or she fixes herself up around a regular guy, he's not going to notice those things. But she knows that when she gets on Skype with us, she's on video with us, we're going to notice her hair. We're going to notice that she's wearing a certain kind of lipstick. We're going to notice if she got a haircut. We're going to notice if she's wearing something different. We're going to notice those things. And even if she doesn't do anything, we're still going to notice things about her that we're going to let her know that, you know what, yo, this is sight. This is sexy. I like how you look. I like this. I like that. And that's the thing that draws them into wanting to have more of a sexual conversation with you, wanting to spend more time with you, brother. What's your take on that, man?
Hey, nah, real talk. That's what it is, man. It's that connection to that sexual vibe that makes the woman excited about the whole situation.
Yes.
That's what guys don't understand. This is the thing. The problem is, I think a lot of dudes listen to too much of sort of what women are saying and either misinterpret it, or the woman is saying the whole thing where they're hearing women say, I want to get to know a guy and talk and all this other shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's not that she needs to sit there and get to know you all day and all this other stuff. It's not about that. So guys end up just talking about some regular platonic shit, telling her about their job or talking about the weather or talking about what they, you know, watched on TV. It's like they don't care about that shit. You feel what I'm saying? If you on Skype with a chick at night, she don't want to hear all that shit. She's trying to get down to business. She's trying to see what can go down. So these women are waiting for the situation to get sexual, but they're following your lead. So if you're leading them in the direction of platonic friend zone whack talking and conversation, then that's what you're gonna get. If you're leading them down the road of sexual, flirtatious, you know, super like seductive type of energy, that's what's gonna happen. So again, it is where you're leading the situation, and they want that stuff to go down when they're dealing with you. But a lot of guys don't understand that, so they don't go to that direction. They think, oh, well, you know, I heard that women want to get to know me, so I'm just going to just talk about regular shit. It's like, nah, they want you to take the lead and take them down that sexual road to make shit happen. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like this real quick, guys, real quick before we go on to the next one. It's this: identify, admire, and appreciate, okay? What she wants to be able to do is she wants to identify with someone that is on her level or higher. Once she finds that, she will then begin to admire things about you. She'll want to talk to you because she's going to appreciate the qualities that you have that most guys don't have. And that's why it's so great to be able just to give them a little bit of the drug of you and then send them out into the real world, because the more guys she runs into, the more she's going to want to come back to you. The more she's going to want to talk to you, because most of these guys can't do that. Most of these guys, she can't identify with someone who is not sexual, who is not spontaneous, romantic, freaky, dirty, nasty, all these things. She can't identify with that guy. Whereas with you, Lucario, or guys like us, she can identify that because she knows whenever she's having a bad day, Mr. Lucario, whenever things are rough, whenever there are gray clouds in the sky, whenever she just needs to get away from it all, who is she going to? Mr. Lucario or her husband? Mr. Lucario or her boyfriend? Mr. Lucario or some guy she's dating? Why is she going to go to you, Mr. Lucario? Because those guys won't recognize that she's having a bad day. Those guys won't recognize that she just to hear some words of encouragement. They're too busy look, they're so far in the fucking forest they can't see the trees. Well, guys like us, I can tell when you're having a bad day. And if you're having a bad day, you know what? I'm going to be your sunshine. I'm going to be your light in that motherfucking dark day. And I'm going to do everything I can to just let you know that, look, even though I am trying to get inside of you, I don't need to rush that shit. But I can recognize when you want to talk. We don't always have to have sexual conversations. We can talk, and that's, I can listen to you and hear what's going on with you. And that right there is going to get me faster to the sex where most guys understand than just, hey, how you doing? Oh, okay, well, you know, I had a bad day at work. Okay, well, anyway, blah, 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 blah. That's what women are getting, and that's why they go to guys like us, Mr. Cario. You got the floor, brother.
Real talk, man, real talk. So this next one right here, this is actually one of the a comment that I got, but I wanted to touch on this. So this dude, he writes, he says, even though I agree that looks are subjective, there's a such thing as being conventionally attractive. You even say that guys who most girls would find good looking, so even though looks are not the end all be all, there is still conventional attraction, and a lot of dudes feel insecure because they aren't conventionally good-looking to most girls, and they're only good-looking to a small amount. Conventionally good-looking dudes need game too, but they don't have to try to get girls' attention as much as less conventional-looking guys would. So there is a such thing as objective looks, even though there are subjective opinions that vary. So my question is, how can you still be confident and tackle the insecurity when you know only a small amount of chicks will like your look while a large amount won't? So what's your thoughts on that, Steve? You
I'm not the cutest crayon in the crayon box, okay? I'm 5'7". I'm a little motherfucker. I'm short as shit. If I'd have drunk my milk, I'd probably be 7'2", but I didn't drink my milk. And I eat a lot of cereal, but that's kind of weird. Anyway, I'm not the best looking guy in the world, okay? And if y'all know, I didn't always have the best job. I didn't have the best car. I didn't have the best apartment. I didn't have any of that stuff. And I would meet women who had men that looked great, that had money, power, fame. I met women who had all that stuff. One thing I keep trying to tell you guys, and I push on you, is a mindset. See, don't get me wrong. Yes, some women do like those things, and I'm not going to lie to you. But what happens when she gets those things from that guy, and then when she opens up the cupboard or looks behind the curtain, it's empty, it's hollow, it's not sexual, it's not fun, it's none of that stuff. You see, what we're trying to tell you guys and what we're trying to teach you guys is that the sex and all of this stuff is more mental than it is on the outside world of my money and my looks and all that other stuff. See, what turns a woman on is a man that can send clear, concise messages, not to the woman's pussy between her legs, but to the pussy between her ears, the one that can speak to her in such an impactful way that when she does go to the house on the hill or to her husband that has a lot of money or to her boyfriend that's flying her around the world, that when she gets with him, she's thinking about me. Because that's what we're trying to teach you. All she needs to do is get a little dose of me. And like a virus, I will spread inside of her without doing nothing at all. There are a lot of unattractive men out there that are fucking a lot of badass women. And it is not because they are unattractive. You know, this kind of goes, and I'm going to be talking about this again today, but this goes to the lot of guys that are complaining about women dating Pookie and Ray Ray and not dating me because I have the corner office, I've got the education, and she'd rather be with those guys than me. She doesn't want to be with Pookie and Ray Ray because Pookie and Ray Ray ain't got no job. Pookie and Ray Ray know how to talk to that pussy in between her ears and have a certain kind of a standard. See, the thing, Licario, is the standard, the narrative, the principles. You don't have to look good to get a beautiful woman because, think about it, attraction and getting her attention has nothing to do with what you have. Now, if you look good, yes, Lucario, you're going to attract women. That's the truth. Women like beautiful things. That's the truth. But if you don't have those beautiful things and you incorporate an attitude, a different attitude that's more sexual, more honest, more arrogant, and you present that to the woman, it is going to turn her on more on the back end. Why? Because here's the last thing I want to say. It's because when she has the guy that has the money and guy that has the looks and guy that can take her around the world, after all that roller coaster ride is over with, what is she left with? But if she gets with you, look, I'm not buying you no shit. I'm not taking you around the world. That's his job. Let him keep doing what he's doing. Let him buy your rent and pay your things and take you out. But when you want to fuck, when you want to play with your pussy, when you want to get off, when you want to feel sexual, when you want to feel different, when you want to feel like you're the only one in the world, you fucking call me, because regardless of how I look, I know I'll get that motherfucking ass eventually. So that's all I'm saying to that guy, man. What's your take, brother?
Right. And, you know, it's interesting. I always love when I get these type of comments or questions or whatever, because I think, again, and this is interesting. This is the reason why guys have issues with women, because first I want to point this out, is that men, when they think about this stuff when it comes to looks, they're thinking too much in a logical form or a logical standpoint, right? Because you think so logically, this is why, first of all, you have issues with women, because a lot of the attraction that is created when you deal with a woman is through feeling and feeling out the situation and feeling the vibe. Again, it's feelings. That's the main thing that gravitates a woman to a man, which is why you can have, like you said, ugly dudes or bad chicks.
Yes.
There's a feeling around that. Now, that's one thing. Two is that, you know, he's talking about conventional attraction and all this other stuff. See, the thing is, it doesn't matter how conventionally attractive you think you are. If you're, let's say, are a good-looking dude, you're only good-looking, this is what I should say. You can be good-looking to a large number of women, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you are attractive to a large number of women. And
right.
There's a differentiation.
Right.
This is what guys got to understand.
Right.
You can be, a woman can think you're good looking and still not be attracted to you. I'm going to say this again. A woman can think you are a good looking guy and still not be attracted to you. Why? Because she doesn't feel you. You ever hear people say, I'm not feeling him?
Yes.
They don't feel you. And see, there's a difference between being attractive and a woman being attracted to you. And I've said this before a million times. You can be physically...
Oh, my God, do we...
...who may have an issue with dealing with women, because once he tries to talk to her, interact with her, she's not feeling it because he doesn't know how to talk to a chick. He's not confident. He's not, you know, he doesn't have that feeling. You see what I mean?
Right.
So that's what guys got to understand. It's not all about just your look and just this and just that. It's a whole thing of, is she attracted to you as a whole, as that whole man that you're supposed to be? You see what I mean? And so that's the thing that guys don't understand, is that they're always looking at this thing where, well, if he's a good-looking dude, that automatically means that it's easy for him to get girls, or the girl's going to just jump on his dick and all this other stuff. Yeah, women will check you out if they think you're physically attractive, but what are you doing to back up the attention that you're getting now from that girl who thinks you're cute? And that's the situation that guys mess up on, because they think, the girl's looking at me. Okay, she's looking at you. Cool. Now, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to get her from this point to actually wanting to fuck with you? You see what I mean?
Right.
And that's the thing that guys don't understand. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you're a million percent. You're really sitting on it. I hear some back. It's real. Okay. Here's the thing that I want all you who feel unattractive. You are all kings. I tell you that all the time. You are great men, but you got to believe it for yourself.
Right.
The thing that you guys have to understand, Scott, you men have to understand is this. is that isn't it odd when a woman picks up a romantic novel and she begins to read it that she starts to fall in love with the character in the motherfucking book? Remember, the character, she doesn't know how he looks. It's his fucking behaviors that make the connection. A man of mystery, a man that's unique, a man who has the ability to love, but the love is something that she's got to fight for to get from him. A man that is brave, a man that looks at obstacles, and a man that is has the ability to not only to grow, but also change and help her grow in the same time without showing his face. It happens all the time, guys. And that's what I'm saying. If a half-ugly-looking motherfucker that's 5'7", like me, can pull a lot of beautiful women, you guys can do the exact same thing. Because I don't care what the situation is. I am going to present myself the best way I can and stand on who I am and not what I do. If you do that, you're going to win 9 times out of 10. But the thing is, Mr. Licario, that guy in that email doesn't believe in himself. He doesn't think that he can get beautiful women. He doesn't – here, you ready for this, Mr. Licario? He doesn't think he's worthy of beautiful women. You got to be worthy. Wait. How can Mr. Licario and I – now, let me ask – here's the million-dollar question. You got for Mr. Licario. This is for us, to them. How can great men like Mr. Licario and I go find Paul Bunyan and his blue ox to go find a tree to cut down and build a pedestal on when we're sitting on thrones? How can we have the time to do that when we put ourselves first? The problem with this guy, Mr. Licario, is he's putting women above his own fucking needs. That's why he's worshiping them. That's why he's knocking himself down. And that's why he feels that he's not worthy of a beautiful woman, because he thinks, oh, I'm too fat. I'm too short. I'm too ugly. Fuck that. She doesn't care. The thing about attraction, Miss Licario, attraction doesn't care if you have money. Attraction doesn't care if you have a nice car. Attraction doesn't care if you have a big house on the hill. Attraction doesn't care if you're fat, if you're ugly, if you have one arm, two legs, and three eyes. Attraction is attraction because it's internal. Licario, you got the floor on that.
Nah, real talk, and I'm glad you said that, because the thing is, dudes, when you say attraction, they think it's just about a look. They think that when you say a woman is attracted to you or is going to be attracted to you, it's purely based off of physical. That's what they think. When we talk about attraction, like, for example, everyone who's watching this show right now is watching it because they're attracted to the information.
Yes. Yes.
So attraction is basically whatever brings you towards that situation or that thing or that purpose or whatever. So the thing is that as a man, you are, and this is why men are so I would say, like, lucky on this spectrum, is that you have the skill and the power to create a situation to where a woman would be attracted to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So a lot, and this is why a lot of dudes who just focus on their looks a lot of times fail, because they'll coast on it. You feel what I'm saying? They'll think, well, you know, I'm a pretty good looking guy, so I'm just going to wait for girls to look at me and then try to come up to them and do all this other stuff. And then they end up talking to a girl and they realize, damn, like, why am I not getting her? Why is shit not going the way it's supposed to go? Because even in this dude's comment, he was basically saying, like, you know, how's a guy supposed to feel confident if, you know, only a small amount of women are going to find him attractive? And see, this is the part that guys don't understand. No matter how you look, there's millions of women who are going to find your look attractive. You see what I'm saying? Because you can have a guy who's quote unquote conventionally attractive. Let's say you have a guy who's, a Spanish guy, and he's a good looking Spanish dude, right?
Yep.
Guess what? A bunch of women who don't like Spanish niggas ain't going to like him. We're not going to be physically attracted
right,
to him.
Right, right, right.
So it's a whole bunch of things and complexities that go into this whole thing. The point that guys have to understand is that you have to put yourself first and become that dude because it's about you. It's a, like, first of all, why do you care if a woman thinks you're cute or not? That's what I want to ask guys. Why do you care if a woman thinks you're good looking? The reason why they care is because they think that being good looking is the only, the gateway or the cheat code to pussy.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
yes.
What they don't understand is that, again, women are about how they feel. You understand what I'm saying? And so if you could be the best looking guy in the world, if you can't make a woman pussy wet or her, have her feel something, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is why you can see guys every day in the street who you look way better than with chicks you wish you were with. You feel what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
I mean, and real quick, I want to say before I read the email, it's like, look, if I can get you to smile, if I can get you to think, if I can get you just to bite a little bit, it's a wrap, regardless of how I look. Regardless of how I look. And that's why I stress to these motherfuckers, man, you got to work on – listen, you only get what you're handed, okay? So if you feel that you're ugly, you know what? I'm sorry you feel that way. But I'm not the baddest motherfucker in the world, and you can't tell me that. I think I'm the cutest motherfucker on the block if you ask me, but I could be the ugliest motherfucker to the whole world. I don't give a fuck because I don't base how I feel – on what everybody thinks. You can't tell me different. And that's how I'm going to walk. That's how I'm going to talk. And that's how I'm going to run my motherfucking mouthpiece in a motherfucker's ear like I am the shit because you can't tell me any different. And until you start feeling that way, you're not going to win at all, brother. So let me read the next email here. Guys, if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Steve, I have not dated in a long time, and I want to jump back in and start meeting someone new. I've never been really good at this dating thing and was wondering, do pickup lines still work on women? Pause. I know it might sound silly, but pickup lines seem like it's the easiest way to approach women. Maybe get them to laugh or two, and I would appreciate any tips that you have to give me. Go ahead, Licario. You got the floor.
Well, I don't do the whole thing.
I'm beating myself. Go ahead, man. Go.
Yeah. I don't do the whole pickup line. I don't do the thing. You don't need pickup lines. Are cheesy, man. You don't need any pickup lines, bro. You need conversation skills. That's what you need. That's all it is. Because the thing is, the point of a pickup line is basically putting the chick on a pedestal saying, I need this thing or this line in order to even talk to you or to get in the conversation with you or to get you to want to, you know, acknowledge me or something. You understand? Like, I need this line. No, you don't need no line. You need conversation skills. You need to know how to talk to women, to have conversations, to converse, to go back and forth. You understand what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
To create sexual tension, to flirt, to, you know, to get a girl interested in you in a sexual way. That's all you need. So dudes is looking for pickup lines. They're looking for crutches. Now, the thing is this. A lot of times when you talk to women, or if you talk to women a lot, you may get into situations where you sort of, you know, run into the same conversation threads. So what I mean is, you may see yourself talking about sort of the same things in certain situations when you're dealing with women, and you can pick and choose sort of things that you said before that worked for you. You understand what I'm saying? So let's say, for example, you're talking to a girl, and she says to you, hey, I got a boyfriend, and you come back with something, you know, with that response that's worked before, and you use it again the next time a girl says she has a boyfriend. So you can do that. But at the end of the day, it shouldn't be like, you trying to have sort of like these lines that you use to try to get her. It's just, you got to just work on your conversation skills. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I always tell everybody that is listening to this show and Miss Licario, this is very fucking important. Understand this. Before she met you, she has met guys like you. Meaning that she has heard all the pickup lines. She has heard all the tricks, all the gimmicks, all the PUA approaches, all the stupid shit that y'all come up with. They have heard it all. But one thing that they rarely hear is a motherfucking man. Somebody that just walks up to them, introduces itself, shakes her hand, lets her know why I came over here and what my intentions are. That right there, that shit is, in her world, that's near the unicorns, elves, and Bigfoot. That's rare.
Exactly.
And when she hears somebody that stands on himself, meaning that, look, you're meeting Steve. How you doing? My name is Steve. How you doing? I know you're busy. Let me go. The reason I came over here is because, you know what? I don't know. It could be that hair. It could be that smile of yours. It could be that round ass. It was something that brought me over. But you know what? I'm going to let you know that shit because I'm not him or that guy. Or that guy, or that guy there that's like, you know, your eyes are like the thing. And, you know, or they do these goofy talk naggers. I don't know all that shit they do. They do a bunch of, I don't even know all the shit that they do. But what I'm saying is when a woman meets somebody that stands on his own principles or stands on his name, he is more attractive. Because, again, Lucario, it's the same thing. When they meet a Lucario and a Steve, okay, think of you take a beautiful woman. She's heard all the pickup lines, all the manipulated tricks and all that other shit, okay? She runs into a mirror, Miss Lucario. We going over there. We smiling. We kind of float over there because we bad motherfuckers. But we go over there. We talk to her. We make contact with her. We look at her. We tell her, I'm not here to give you my life story. I'm not here to ask you about shit I don't give a fuck about. I'm here to get my point across and move the fuck on to the next woman. That's all I'm here to do. So when you do that and you do it in such a quote unquote smooth, romantic, seductive, nice way, courteous, without any tricks and gimmicks, you not only do you stand out, Miss Lucario, but when she leaves you, and this is the beautiful thing about what we're teaching you, when she leaves us, Miss Lucario, and goes about her day and runs back into the fray of pickup lines, tricks, gimmicks, and all that shit, who do you think she's thinking about? Who do you think she wants to call? Who do you think she can't wait to talk to? Because in the midst of all the storm of these walking dead motherfuckers that don't know shit about women, there was just this one beacon of light and this one moment and this one time where I talked to somebody that didn't use a pickup line. He didn't ask me about my job and what I'm doing and where the fuck I'm going. He just came to me. Whoa. But do you know what happens, Mr. Cario? Wait, whoa. This guy must be fucking a lot. He must be one of those guys. He must be a player. He must be a ladies' man. I wonder how many other women he's been. Oh, I'm going to call him and I've got to find out. That's what we're trying to say to you guys. These women don't want to hear the boring ass pickup lines because they heard it before. What they're looking for is a motherfucking man, period. Lucario?
Facts. No, real talk, man. That's that's what it is, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why dudes got to work on themselves, you feel what I'm saying, and not looking for crutches, you know, in the game. You know what I'm saying? Because
yep.
You want to come off as natural. You want to come off as you, come off as how you naturally are in the situation, because that's what, you know, attracts more women to you. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for a dude who's on some real shit. They're tired of, like, the guys that's doing all the same thing every other guy's doing and all that other stuff. And that's what sort of makes it harder for you to get girls when you are trying to fit in with all the other goofy stuff that other guys are doing. You understand? You got to be authentic, be yourself, be who you are. And when you approach her and you know how to talk and have that conversation, that's the thing that's going to gravitate her to you. You feel what I'm saying? That's the thing that's going to attract her to you. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir. All right. Well, we got the last email, man. Last email.
Yeah, man. So I'm going to paraphrase this. It's mad long, so I'm going to just say what the gist of it is so we can get into it.
All right.
So basically, this guy, he's messing with this girl who has a boyfriend. He knows the boyfriend also. Like, I guess they you know, they're cool with each other. They live, I think they live in the same area or whatever. So he knows the boyfriend, but he's messing with this girl behind the guy's back. And he said he never had sex with the girl, but he like, ate her out or something like that. And he said the girl keeps texting him or whatever, and they be going back and forth. but she won't let him have sex with him. And he said now he's catching feelings for the girl. He wants to know what should he do and how can he get her from the boyfriend. You know, so what's your thoughts on that?
All right. Look, man. Look, I would tell that guy, throw her ass back in the water.
Right.
Look, man. Look, this is a thing of control right here. She's not getting something from her man at home, so she's using this guy. But again, and by using him, he's the one falling more in love with her than she is with him. Because, but this is how I can tell he can't eat pussy. Because if I got a, just bring it here. hey, LaCar, just bring it over here. Let me get hold of that thing, and I know that it's a motherfucking rap. Let me see you, and I know it's a rap. So I think that he ate the pussy, but he didn't do a good job. He was like, one. You remember that Tootsie Roll commercial where the motherfucker's like, hey, Mr. Al, how many licks does it take? And he's like, one or two. You know, that's the shit the motherfucker doing. He ain't even eating the pussy right. But in not eating the pussy, his game is terrible. So I would let her go because he's like what I call a quicksand relationship. The more he's trying to get out right now, the more he's sinking in because he's not in control of the board, big dog. What's your take on that, man?
Yeah, you know, I agree with you that he needs to just kick that to the curb because and it seems like the chick, she's just using him for that attention. Like she's trying to keep him there. You understand what I'm saying? But she's not going to do anything else. And also, guys gotta stop running after these girls who have boyfriends, man. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, find a chick who ain't got that situation because a lot of that is what they'll do is they'll do this one foot in, one foot out type of situation because they got a dude already. So it's like they like the attention you're giving them, but at the same time, it's like, you know, a lot of times they ain't going to happen. Plus, you don't want the drama of dealing with a woman who has a man, and especially he said he knows the guy or whatever, so that could get real, you know, ugly in a certain situation because, you know, dudes out here are simps. Like it ain't like, you know, you mess with a girl who has a man, and then the man finds out, and he's like, well, it is what it is, do you. You feel what I'm saying? He's ready to fight you and do all this other nonsense, so you're going to have to be careful with all that. So I would say, just run into the game, find another chick that's, you know, available, and then keep that shit pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he getting caught up in the pussy. See, the trick of the game is not having put your emotions in where you get hooked.
Right.
She's supposed to be hooked on you. Mm. And if she's not hooked on you at that point, when you have the opportunity, eating her pussy like he had, Lucario, he didn't do it right. Because when you do it correctly, guys, her toes should curl like the Wicked Witch. Remember Wizard of Oz and shit with the house landing on the bitch and her toes curl? You want her toes to curl in the opposite direction. And if you can't do that, if you can't make her want more of you, then she's just I don't even know. I think she's probably just using him as an ear or something like that. So I don't even think she really wants to be with him, big dog. But we have about 2 minutes left, so I guess it's time for us to go. Unless you have something else to say on this.
I'm good. Yeah, so, you know, just want to tell guys, make sure they go to badboymembership.com. Also, make sure you go to MissLucario.com to get this book. I got 6 to in a day. Make sure you get that. And also, follow me on Instagram at RealMrLucario. You feel me? That's it.
All right, yeah, and guys, I just want to say to you guys out there, y'all can check us out. We have another show in 1 hour with my dog Rosebud. Check that out. And also, we have a show tonight at 7 East. Also, check out themanmindset.com. And guys, if y'all want to get your mouthpieces together and you want to know the spoken word that I'm writing, you can take all my lyrics. You can use them. That's what it's there for. I want you to use them. I want you to be able to start expressing yourself. Mr. Corey, you know what's weird? I don't think a lot of guys realize that rappers are poets. Rock musicians are poets. These guys are writing words to paper, and it is those words that these women are listening to that get their panties wet, that make them want to sleep with these guys. So I'm just trying to give them another aspect of the game here. So, but anyway, guys, yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Let's give him a check out, Mr. Lucario, and I guess we'll be back next Tuesday, brother.
Yes. We out of here, guys.
All right, guys. So we out, and I will see y'all guys in another hour. All right, we out this bitch, Lucario.
Later.
All right.